Civic Media Radio Network, John and Gordy in for Maggie Dawn. The number 855-752-4842, or text us or voice mail us.
Voice notice.
Notice.
Note. It's a voice note. It's called voice notices? Note.
Okay.
It's not a notice. It's a note.
Okay.
You go onto the app.
Well, I'm getting used to it, you know. Mind. I guess the kids are into it. The Gen Zers are talking about it.
Yeah, Maggie Dawn will be back tomorrow. We're just filling in for it today. Yeah. And joining us now is our friend, our buddy, our nighttime host here on the Civic Media Radio Network, Pete Schwabe. Pete, good to see you in
Fellows,
person.
How are you?
Yeah, we're doing all right. You're here all week, yeah. Right, in our studio
here
in Madison.
I'm here doing the show this week. We have some people on vacation up in Green Bay, so they said, come on down to Madison. And
okay.
I said, I just told you, I love to come to Madison because there's no Indian food in Marinette.
Wow.
There's like two Indians that live there, and they're both terrible cooks. So,
is that so?
I love
it's almost all we have here.
Yeah, there's some really great Indian food around here, right?
Yeah.
Where do you go on? Is there a place on State Street I don't know about yet? The nearest place?
Oh, I haven't eaten there in a while. I can't remember the name of it, but I went to Maharani. I've been going to Maharani or Maharini.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Lately, and then there's a place on the west side I found, Daba, or I think it's called D-A-B-A.
Yes.
D-H-A-B-A. Yeah. Very good.
Yeah. I love Indian food. I'll have to check that one
out. It's very good stuff. Yeah. Oh, they're all great. I just want to say before we start, I've already read both of these books. Is that a problem? Is that, can I?
It might be a problem. Look, I've got a book over here I haven't read yet.
We have these customized mic stands.
Exchange we could do here. Yes. It's a book club.
Yeah. It is a book club.
This is outrageous, I know, but one of these days we'll get Mike Booms in here. I promise you.
They're on the way.
Yeah. I'm not complaining. They're both fine.
No, I'm complaining.
All right, so who's on your show tonight?
Yeah.
Because you're here until 8.
I've got Frank Anderson, who founded a website called Wisconsinology.com.
Okay. Oh, he's great.
Oh, he's so great.
He is so fun.
He's a regular, and I've known Frank for a long time. We have a great time together, and he just, if you haven't checked out Wisconsinology.com, it's great factoids about Wisconsin.
Stories.
Ghost stories, history stories, weird stuff.
Right. Yeah, no, he's really good.
Yeah, and he's a... You know, he makes movies and commercials, and he's kind of a showbiz renaissance man. He's played with Butch Vig and you know, Smart Studios and all that. So Frank's a great guy. And then Kaylin Cole, an up-and-coming singer-songwriter, is going to be – she's going to come into the studio to let us get a listen to her new single. Two days early, guys.
Okay. Ooh.
It's a Nightlight exclusive.
Really?
Yes. So,
exclusive.
Yeah.
Wow.
She's great. I love Kaylin. So she'll be in at 7:30.
She's a great singer.
Now, are you staying around for the weekend, too?
Because the
Atwood Fest is happening this weekend. Lots of really great music, a lot of fun.
Yeah,
on the east side of Madison.
Pop over there and try to get some sound bites. I'll see how hot it is, and I've been here all week, so I might be sick of Indian food by Saturday.
I do want to pass along a great guest. I don't know if you talked to Tom Manis and Christy Flick Manis. They have a book called Historic Wisconsin Roadsides.
Oh wow,
we had them on this morning.
Yeah,
and they were great.
They were unbelievable. Yeah. They have another book, Secrets of Wisconsin.
Oh nice,
and it's just. They know everything about every little nook and cranny in Wisconsin.
They're travel writers.
Yeah.
Okay.
But they live in Wisconsin, but they travel all over the world.
Nice.
Yeah, and they're entertaining.
Really cool. Yeah.
Was my name in the Secrets of Wisconsin book? I'm just curious.
Well, I don't know.
This is our way of breaking it to you.
Okay.
You're on a hotel list. I don't know what happened there.
Oh, yeah.
All right. And then a couple of nights ago, you had our friend John Roach in here.
Yeah.
Oh, John's a blast.
That was a great interview. It was really fun to listen to you two. And you didn't really know him until recently, right? We go way back with him.
Yeah. I met him when I have people on to PBS to interview them. I do like a pre-record. And John's one of those guys I just instantly connected with. And I felt like I had known him my whole life. And part of that is just John. He's a gregarious, very knowledgeable, great guy to talk to. And he's been on my show a couple times since. I did get to interview him on PBS television here for the Wisconsin Film Festival. And have you guys seen his documentary, A Road at Night?
Not the new one, no.
Oh, man, it good. It is.
Well,
is it
about...
being distributed yet? How do you find it right now?
Yeah, it's not. They're going to do a theatrical release, and then it'll come out on streaming. But it's about Howard Moore, the former UW men's basketball player.
Yes.
A Coach. And his family, they had a terrible car accident in 2019 when they were driving from Chicago to Detroit, and a drunk driver hit them and killed his wife and daughter. And Howard was injured, but he was recovering. Then he had a heart attack, so he was severely disabled from that. Their son was okay. An incredible story. And it's it sounds horrible, and that part of it is. There's no question about that. But, you know, you find yourself watching it being very proud to be associated with UW any way possible. Like, my younger brother went here, and I'm like, yeah, that's my school! Because the outpouring of love from the UW community to Howard's family, it's all showcased in the documentary. It's just great. It's a really good film.
Why don't you tell us about your program? You know, Gordy, you mentioned we wanted to know a little bit more.
You've been doing this PBS program for a while.
For a long time.
Oh, I thought you guys were headed to OnlyFans. I'm not your OnlyFans
site.
Get a plug in for that.
I don't want to hear about it.
Yes, I have been working for PBS since shortly after I moved to Wisconsin about 12 or 13 years ago, and they are just, they're great. I hosted a show called Director's Cut.
Yes.
Where I got to interview independent filmmakers. There was a host before me called Charles Monroe Kane. And he stepped down, I think, to write a book, and it opened up, and I took over and had a blast with it. And I was a guest on it, and that's how they got to know me.
Yeah.
I didn't screw up too bad, so they asked me to.
No, but you have all these great filmmakers that are you know, just in there kind of pitching their film and talking about it, and it's really an interesting show. I love that.
You know, I honestly, the first time I saw an episode of that was, I was still living in L.A. It was like 2009, and Steve Burrows, a Milwaukee filmmaker, was on. And he shared a clip on Facebook, and I'm like, what is this really cool show? This is in Wisconsin about indie film. Like, L.A. didn't have anything like that, you know? So I just thought it was the greatest thing ever. So it was really fun when they asked me to host it. I loved it. And now I introduce all the POV and independent lens films, and I write the intros for that. And, yeah, it's been a great run. I love working for PBS. They're very easy, you know?
I worked for a PBS station in South Bend a number of years ago.
Yeah.
After I was done being a TV weatherman in South Bend, I went over to the PBS station and had a little show, a little travel kind of show or local things going on. And it was an interesting experience. It was, you know, I'd worked at a lot of radio stations and a few TV stations before that. But working for PBS is a different kind of animal. It's just a different vibe in there. They want to inform, they want to entertain, but they, but it's, things move sometimes kind of slowly through the system. I found a lot of committees were involved with making the show that I was trying to produce. But you've had a kind of a different experience. I mean, it's been pretty good.
Oh, it's been great.
It's just about film.
Yeah.
And that's your wheelhouse.
I'm kind of a hired gun. I don't have any ownership in the shows so they just kind of hire me to do this, and I'm happy to do that. I like to write and I like to perform. So, and it is a chill vibe. It was, I mean, coming from LA and then dealing with people at PBS Wisconsin, it was kind of a nice little change of pace, you know, like a country road compared to a, but they're very serious and they take it very serious what they do. But I've had a good time there.
Yeah. Talk about, you know, you were a stand-up for a while.
Yeah.
When did you get into that? And where was that, in Chicago when you were living there? Or did that happen after you went to L.A.? When did you start stand-up?
Yeah, I started when I was a sophomore at DePaul University. I think it was my sophomore year. I did like a coffee house show. And then I got into a stand-up comedy contest for college kids in Chicago. And I won that, and I thought I was going to have my own sitcom in like 3 weeks. And I went to my first open mic where nobody knew me, and I was like, I think I hate myself. So that was kind of a rude awakening. But so I did stand-up for like 7 years, then moved to L.A. and kind of segued out of stand-up and more into writing and a little bit of acting and hosting, but mostly writing, and got lucky, sold some screenplays. But only one of them got made. It was frustrating. You know, there's like stuff that we put our heart and soul into that will never get made. It's just sitting on a shelf collecting dust.
Was this something you started?
What do you mean? Like
did you star in your movie?
No. Well, the one we sold to MGM, I didn't. That was just, that got made. It was called The Guy Thing. And I was just one of the co-writers. And then I made a film called The Godfather of Green Bay.
I
was in that.
Yeah.
And that was a trip because I talk about, like, it was a one-stop shop. Like, I did everything. I raised the money, directed it, wrote it, starred in it, and then my involvement ended, and thank God I had amazing people around me because I didn't know what I was doing.
Like,
well, directing wise, the one smart thing I did was surround myself with great people because I had never directed anything before, and Yeah, the film, you know, it did well. It's got a little cult following, and I'm proud of it. Tony mm-hmm. Goldwyn's in it. Lauren yeah. Holly, you know, yeah. some really good
I haven't seen it. I got to see this thing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime.
Oh, it
or
is.
Or Tubi. Tubi, it's free.
Oh, okay, Tubi.
I'm yeah. talking myself I out will, of 2 cents there. Right?
Really? Residual money. What, it all adds
what,
up.
What do you think of that tax credit now that these small movie makers man. Have access
it.
To?
I yep. love it. And those guys worked really hard, Action Wisconsin. I have a project that we were going to go to Northern Minnesota to film because
oh, really?
You can utilize two incentives there. But now, since this has passed, if I can get it together and get the money together and all that, I can shoot it in Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And I can sleep yeah. in my own bed at night. You know, it's like seriously a great, great thing for Wisconsin filmmakers.
It took so long to get something like this passed.
And it seems like such a no-brainer to do
this. How does something bipartisan
yeah.
take that long to pass? Like, I get we're polarized, but this was like, right. A slam dunk, right?
Yes.
Yeah. And it still took forever.
You know, all these small towns, they really benefit. A lot of people make a journey to those small towns while they're filming. You know,
yeah. Was
a lot
it the Dillinger there. Film or
the
something?
The Dillinger, yeah.
Yeah, that had all kinds of people coming yeah. to wherever their location was.
Right. Yeah. Oshkosh is where they shot that.
Well,
right.
and they shot some of it in Columbus, too.
Okay. Yeah, Columbus. Yeah. I believe it was Columbus.
Oh, yeah, yeah. yeah.
Right here.
Yeah.
But they kind of traveled.
And Superman, you know, was filmed there.
No. What?
It was.
You saw Superman, John.
I did. I saw Superman.
Yeah,
yeah.
I haven't seen yeah. it yet. You guys both loved it, right?
I liked it.
Yeah.
Did you know, I liked it. My family really, really liked it. You know, when we leave the theater, it's like, we got to have that 4K Blu-ray. That's
they're big into all
that's
of
what I know. Oh, wow. You know that we like the movie.
You should see John's living room. He's got four big movie recliners. What are they called? The movie seats.
Yeah, I've got theater
and a gigantic
seats.
Oh, television.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, I've got theater seats. I've got a great sound system. I surround.
You know, is it color TV? You got a color TV?
I have an OLED. 65-inch OLED TV. It's yeah. gorgeous.
You're all set. Yeah.
I am all set.
That's awesome.
Yeah. So anyway, you know, that movie, I thought, you know, I was watching it. Everybody knows about Superman.
Yeah.
And
everybody
it's like,
knows the
familiar
story.
With his work.
And,
yeah.
and somehow, for some reason, they thought to explain parts of Superman's life. And I just well, thought, how dumb is this? It kind of stopped me for... you know, the momentum of just you
yeah.
know, seeing what
really
what would really happen in this movie, see the new DC universe unfold before my very eyes.
Yeah.
I just had a little bit too much background. We all know Superman. Okay, we got it.
Right.
But, you know, there are certain elements to it. It was the relationship he had with Lois Lane. That was kind of new. They brought that in.
And it was already happening. We
yes,
didn't have to see that
happened.
Whole romance blossom,
exactly.
thank God.
Exactly.
You know,
yeah.
No, it was good. I liked a lot of it. I love the... I don't typically love CGI,
yeah.
but man, has it arrived. Like
it really
I've seen
has.
It in yeah. Jurassic Park. The dinosaurs in Jurassic Park, this Jurassic Park, Jurassic
one.
World.
The last
yeah.
one?
Rebirth, yeah.
New
yeah.
One.
Unbelievable. And
yeah.
then Superman with the flying. You feel like you're in 3D, like just on his back or something.
Yeah.
You know, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And we're visiting with Pete Schwabe, host of Nightlight, and... can you stick around? I feel funny asking you that. You got a show coming up in 10 minutes.
You think I'll have time to slide over to that chair?
Yeah, I think so.
During the news
no,
at the top of the hour?
He doesn't give it up easy.
That's right.
You can host Nightlight tonight.
Oh, no.
I'll go
no,
out
no.
and hit State Street again.
No, we've been up since yeah. old Doc, for, yeah, 4 o'clock this morning. So
yeah.
it's been kind of a long day. We'll continue here with Pete Schwabe. It's John and Gordy filling in for Maggie Dawn on the Civic Media Radio Network.